This is an executive summary of the Springing LLC, how DSTs handle refinancing, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A Delaware statutory trust, DST, gives 1031 investors a passive, professionally managed way to own income-producing real estate, but the same rules that make a DST work for a 1031 exchange also tie the trustee's hands in a crisis. Under IRS Revenue Ruling 2004-86, a DST trustee cannot refinance the property's debt, renegotiate the loan, or raise new capital once the offering closes. That's fine when the property performs, but it's a serious problem if the property falls into distress and needs a workout, a refinance, or fresh money to survive. The Springing LLC is the trust document's answer, a built-in provision that automatically converts the DST into an LLC if a prohibited action becomes necessary, restoring the flexibility to act, at the cost of the interest's 1031 eligibility going forward. This guide explains the trustee restriction problem, what a Springing LLC is, when it springs into effect, its impact on 1031 treatment, and why it matters to investors. Note that DST interests are securities, and Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. Verify the current rules with your tax advisor. This is educational information, not investment advice. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.